July 1999, serial killer Angel Maturino Resendez gave himself up to the US authorities.
He had four more victims to add to his growing list.
On May the 8th, 2000, Resendez went on trial. Although he was only being tried for one murder, that of Dr. Claudia Benton, the location of Houston, Texas, was key, because being found guilty there would mean paying the ultimate price.
I think I felt like I was speaking for myself and for all the other victims. I think at that point, there was maybe nine.
Holly's testimony was crucial, but it meant being in the same room as her attacker.
He had no, emotion on his face.
Resendez was found guilty of capital murder.
I think 100% it was a just sentence for him.
Before he died, Resendez confessed to a further seven murders, in addition to the nine the authorities already knew about. His final words were to ask for forgiveness.
I had to forgive him. And I did that really for me, not for him.
Since becoming the sole survivor of the so-called railroad killer, Holly has become an advocate for the victims of sexual crimes.